Americans tend to think that the Mafia is based in Sicily. And that's true, of the Sicilian Mafia. But there are other groups of Mafia, like the Calabrian Mafia, which is based in the southern tip of Italy. The Calabrian Mafia is also known as 'Ndrangheta. It's a word of Greek origin, which means courage or loyalty. The 'Ndrangheta formed in the 1860s, when the Italian government banished a group of Sicilians. They relocated to Calabria and formed small criminal groups based on blood relationships and marriages. The Calabrian Mafia has its own musical culture, Il Canto di Malavita, which means songs of a bad life. Francesco Sibano is an Italian journalist who's put together a compilation CD of Calabrian Mafia music. Sibano told Steve Paulson that respect is a big part of Calabrian culture.
Respect for the tradition means to help people who needs it, who needs to be helped, without asking something back. You don't have to ask, you know, for money. I have helped you and then I get your money. This is the mafia of today. This is not the tradition. So respect means to behave like this. You see a poor man on the street, you know, with a real problem, and then you try to help him. At the moment, you are a man of respect, and you win honor if you give the people respect. So This is the concept of the values of respect and honor. They are normally real Calabrian values. They're not mafia values. It was the most important thing for the Calabrian people, respect and honor. And that's why the boss, you know, took a lot of care to respect and honor, or let respect the rules of respect and honor. We say that every Calabrian is a man of respect, and the mafia just took the value of respect and made their own rules.
There's one song called The Traitors, and it starts off with, I have to say, some pretty strong lyrics. It goes something like, you are not a man, you are nothing, a carcass bloated by shame. You have betrayed the hearts of many. You are a spy and a traitor. You have lost the right to life.
Right.
I fini brutta fanno I confrenti. Chi ti nascosto fanno I cantanti.
The lyrics were very hard because the result of what a traitor did, you know, speak with the police about fact of respect and honor, the result was not only the person who may be a boss in jail, it was not only this, because the boss had to care about the whole village. The boss in jail, you know, then there is no society anymore in the village. It was in the past like this. And the danger was not to put in jail only the boss, but to put in jail the boss and all the others. And what about the family, the mafia families? You know, if you think about a village in Calabria, you have to think about the society of owner is composed from five persons, only five. And what's about the rest? I mean, if your son is a mafia member, you can't do nothing against it, but the people says you are a mafia member. So The problem is, if you betrayed a person who takes part of the society, you betrayed the whole society and the whole village. That's why the lyrics about traitors are so hard.
But I know many Italians, as well as Italian Americans, have criticized this album because they say that it glorifies the mafia.
It doesn't glorify the mafia. We use it against the new mafia, even against the new mafia, because we say it has changed. You know, in the past, we accept the history. What we don't accept is the violence.
I want to ask you about one more song from your album. The translation is Belonging to the Society. Can you tell me about this song?
It is the declaration of a member of the society. I belongs the society. So my life, my blood, everything I get belongs to society. It explained that there is nothing more important than the society, and that he is ready to die for it, to suffer and die for it.
Mala vida, mala vida, appartengo all'onorata, pur si ci impizza vita, io non faccio una sgarrata.
Why did you decide to put this CD together?
I was thinking about how to let speak journalists about the very big social problem in the south of Italy, especially of Calabria. There are some villages where the young people, you know, 80% of them is unemployed, but they keep cool. I don't know why. Maybe it's in their culture to keep cool, because there were no time where in Calabria things were normal or correct. It was a land used to suffer, and the result is that every politician who puts his hands in Calabria, it's because of money. So politicians earn very much money from the south of Italy. It is a denunciation. The thing of the identity is every Calabrian tries to change their own pronunciation when they are abroad. They don't want to show they are Calabrians. They are ashamed of it. They are ashamed of it because they don't know their history. The history has been cancelled. They know, or they think, I'm Calabrian. What a shame. And this is very, very bad. This is anti-historical. So we have to correct the history, telling the people. And I get a message for the Italian-American organizations. They get the chance to learn a lesson of history. We want just this. We don't want, say, the mafia is good. Everybody in Calabria is against the mafia. Everybody I met in Calabria hate to speak about the mafia, because it's like they speak about their self, about their life.
So you're saying this music celebrates Calabrian history and the Calabrian people, but it does not celebrate the mafia.
This is right. This is right.
Francesco Sabano is an Italian journalist. He's compiled a CD of Calabrian mafia music called La Musica della Mafia, Il Canto della Malavita. He spoke with Steve Paulson.